Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
It's Melissa and Austin in the morning on US 99.
Football is back tonight. The first game of the NFL season kicks off this evening. At what time? Well, around the exact same time that I put my daughters down to bed.
Yeah, and there's two of them at the same time, and then you usually need two of you in the household to get two different people down.
So today's AI versus Austin is all about excuses to get out of bedtime so I can watch them.
Isn't it your responsibility to put your kids to bed?
Hey, listen, Kyle, you're the only one here without kids. You should be on my side here.
I think I'm just saying.
Feel like you're the most responsible one, even when it comes to parenting.
He's even more responsible than me, so I get it.
So, guys, I have got some excuses, some that AI wrote, some that I wrote. I just need you to pick out which one are better. We'll do three rounds, okay?
Okay.
Let's do it.
Excuse number one. Now, you wouldn't want Daddy to go away for an entire day, would you? No, I didn't think you would, which is why sacrificing a few hours here so I can watch the game to better up my fantasy team and, in turn, not come in last place and spend 24 hours in an IHOP. Starts tonight.
I don't know. Like, what's excuse number two?
Excuse number two. I'd love to, but I can't risk missing kickoff. It's basically the Super Bowl of September.
Well,
here's what I'll say. Fantasy teams have already been drafted. Doesn't make sense. But
football.
Kickoff is the Super Bowl. This is the Super Bowl of September. So I'm kind of leaning number two. What do you think about
that? That was absolutely the one that I picked. Number two.
Is it AI or Austin? That one was AI.
Oh, no.
All right.
This isn't already turning out the way that I thought it was going to.
The second round of excuses. Now, you always say Taylor Swift is the best role model, and I agree with you. She never misses a game.
Ooh.
So I shouldn't either.
I like that.
Okay, what's the next one?
Bedtime stories. Great idea. I'll tell you the thrilling tale of Dak Prescott versus Jalen Hurts. Chapter one starts at 7:20.
I think that one's more creative, but I think you use Taylor Swift, it's going to have to win.
My wife is a big Swiftie.
True. I was going to say the second one, but okay. Because I think Taylor Swift would sway Meredith, I'll go with number one.
That one was me.
Oh, nice.
All right. All right. Here we go. Last round. It all comes down to this, whether I can beat AI or not. Either way, I probably win because I'm going to use these excuses tonight. I'd love to help, but the NFL only gives us 272 regular season games a year. The kids have 365 bedtimes. Do the math.
Wow. Ooh. Ouch.
Okay, interesting.
And putting the kids to bed is great and all, but have you ever watched the Cowboys embarrass themselves on national television?
What do you think, Mel?
Well, the first one almost could be taken as a little bit of a negative, like, you know, count it out, lady. You know what I mean?
Like,
count the days out.
I like that.
So I don't think that that would go over well with Meredith, so that's why I'm picking the second one.
Okay, let's go with number two. And
the Cowboys embarrassing themselves on national TV.
We all love it.
Is it AI or Austin? That was me!
Wow!
All right.
You're really good at getting out of hanging out with your kids.
Yeah.
Shocking.
Shocking. Makes
you
think. I
wonder if I could ever use any of these excuses for work.
Hope not.
What?
You shouldn't.
But go ahead and try.
Yeah, you can give it a shot.
Football.
Football. Football.
Let's play some ones.
Gotta.
Go.
Wait. Hang on. Sorry.
You ruined it.
There we go.
Gosh.
Wow.
To spoil a fun.
Yeah, I'm sorry,
guys. Thanks a lot, man.
Should we try it again?
You had one job.
We can, you know what? No, it's time for some ones.
Gotta.
Go.
There it is. Powered by our friends at Arnold Electrical Services. Get your text messages into our text line, 312-946-4995. Send us a couple of options that you think would be difficult to pick between, and we're going to tell you which ones gotta go, hence the name. Joining us today is our dear friend, Megan, in my old neck of the woods, Lincoln Park. Megan, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Doing great.
All right, Megan, it's good to talk to you. Ready to play some Ones Gotta Go?
I am.
All right, let's get going, Kyle.
All right, from a 630 texter, one's got to go. A cold that never goes away or a hangover that never goes away? Megan, which one are you going with?
Definitely a hangover.
Definitely a hangover. Why is that?
They suck. They're horrible.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Usually hangry but can't keep food down.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Megan, do you speak from experience?
I do.
Look, when you live in Lincoln Park, there's a lot of great places to go.
I know. And of course, Megan, I'm guessing you've also had a cold, so you would know.
Could you imagine if she's like,
no, I've never had a cold.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Wouldn't it?
That would be awesome.
Melissa, which one's got to go for you?
Hangover.
That's got to go. Well, I'm surprised by you guys. The cold has got to go. The hangover at least comes with, like, at least, if you can remember, great memories from the night before.
No.
No way.
It feels terrible.
It feels terrible, but yeah, it's like, hey, at least we had fun last night, right?
You can work through a cold.
No.
You can't work through a hangover.
No, cold.
I disagree. Okay, next one from a 219 texter. One's got to go. Having a fingernail pulled off or having a toenail pulled off? Megan, which one's got to go?
Probably a fingernail, just because you use your hands every day more than your feet.
Yeah, right.
That's true.
Yeah, I'm with Megan on this one. Fingernails got to go. Yeah, that would hurt. That would hurt.
And
you can show. At least you can hide the sock with your socks and shoes. You can hide the toenail.
There's something about the foot being farther away from where you can see it. So I'm like,
out of sight, out of mind, Melissa.
Exactly. I'm like, I don't want to look at it. That one's got to go.
Melissa's like, pulls out some binoculars. Wait, did my toenail come off?
All right, Megan, last one just for you today. One's got to go. Having funnel cake with Melissa or having funnel cake with Austin?
Oh, man.
Which one's got to go?
I would split that with you. I would give you 50-50.
Probably Melissa, just because she's cool. Austin's cool, too, but...
So Melissa's got to go? Yeah. That's what I heard.
That's not what you heard.
No, she said Melissa. Because it's one's got to go is the name of the game.
Well, one's got to go. So, sorry, Austin.
Oh,
no! Yeah, that's right.
No, Megan, we're Lincoln Park neighbors.
No, we're going to go suffer and have hangovers together.
What's your favorite thing to get on a funnel cake, Melissa?
What are you talking about,
Kyle? What do you get on a funnel cake?
I don't know.
You don't know?
Do you even know what a funnel cake is?
No.
What? You've never had one?
Austin.
Melissa.
We have an email from quote unquote Sarah in Lockport for dear Melissa and Austin, who broke up with a guy because she thought he was too cheap.
Okay.
And now she's wondering if we agree with her. Here's what she wrote. So I was dating a guy for almost a year and we'd never gone out to dinner. He took me to a breakfast a couple times, but he never made dinner or ever bought dinner. He said he didn't know how to cook and would grill, but only for himself, never when I was there. I made dinners for him, but after several of those, I stopped, thinking that he wasn't going to cook for me, so I wasn't going to cook for him. Am I a jerk for breaking up with someone who will never take me to dinner? If he did take me out, it was always somewhere free or very inexpensive, like a festival or a car show or movie. This man is cheap or oblivious. FYI, we're over 40 and not broke. I can't wait to hear what you think.
Okay. That last sentence is a huge game changer for the rest of the email. One, this guy is just bad at coming up with dates. Like someone in their 20s, yeah, sure, I get that. 30s, I'd even allow a little bit more leeway. But when you're in your 40s, no, you gotta splurge every once in a while. You got to have those fancy dates. Does it say in the email how long they dated?
A year.
A year.
About a year.
That's long enough to have some romantic, multiple romantic date nights. Do I think it's a breakupable offense? I don't know.
I do.
Maybe. But what if he's just bad at it? What if he's just bad at coming up with dates?
Well, after a whole year, and it sounds to me, I could be reading into it, but it sounds to me like she'd asked him, hey, are we going to go to dinner? I don't do dinners. I only cook out for myself. Well, what is that?
Oh, yeah. Wait, this is my this was my second point that I never got to. What if he's a vampire? He can't go out at night, right?
Get out of here.
Right?
I don't know.
Or no, he can't go out in the daylight. He's a reverse vampire.
There you go, reverse vampire.
Yeah, he can't go. He's only allowed out in the sunlight, which is why he only takes you to breakfast.
Somehow, I feel like that's probably not what's going on with him.
Well, and also he might be thinking breakfast, most important meal of the day. So I'm going to take her to my most important meal of the day with me. That's romantic if you think about it.
I like all the excuses you're making.
I'm just trying to help out my guy. You know, guy code here.
Nope. I'm agreeing with quote unquote Sarah, fake name. That I think you did the right thing. If after a year he cannot take you to a single dinner, that's weird. I'm okay with being frugal. I'm okay with people not wanting to spend a lot of money. I get that. You don't have to go to dinners one or two nights a week on date nights.
Sure.
But that's ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. And if he knew that, you know, you were even curious about that or wanted to go and he didn't take you, which that would be a whole nother level. Well, then good thing you got out, sister.
Yeah. My only question would be to Sarah, quote unquote, if she was here, would be, did you ever bring this up to him? Because if not, I feel like he's at least deserving of that. But I do agree with Melissa. But we want to thank you for reaching out to us for Dear Melissa and Austin. We really do appreciate it.
Don't second guess yourself. If you need any advice, feel free to email me, Melissa at us99.com or Austin at us99.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
We have to go back to something that was addressed in the first hour. Randomly, I brought up the idea of funnel cakes. And when I did, Melissa reacted this way. Oh, no, I was actually thinking about funnel cakes.
Oh, I like funnel cakes.
They're good, aren't they?
Yeah.
Yeah. So you think, okay, yeah, right. Okay, yeah, I like funnel cakes. Who doesn't love a good funnel cake?
Sweet, delicious, great.
But then moments later.
What?
And one's got to go. The segment ended like this.
What's your favorite thing to get on a funnel cake, Melissa?
What are you talking about,
Kyle? What do you get on a funnel cake?
I don't know.
You don't know?
Do you even know what a funnel cake is?
No.
What? You've never had one? And it was revealed to us that our very own Melissa McGurn has no idea what a funnel cake is.
We've been lied to.
I don't know. I felt dumb.
You asked immediately after, is it one of those long cakes, like a log cake? No, that would be a log cake, no?
Is it like a fruit cake?
No. No, it's not like a fruit cake. I can't believe it. Melissa, you're from Northwest Indiana.
I don't know.
Haven't you ever been to a carnival? A fair?
A state fair.
Anything.
You should know what a funnel cake. Six Flags. Great America.
Is it like elephant ears?
Oh my gosh.
We were literally at Six Flags and you said we should get funnel cakes.
I'm putting in my 2 weeks notice. I can't.
Yeah, well, I've never actually had one.
Oh, Melissa.
I've never bought one. They don't even, to be honest with you, the word funnel and cake doesn't sound that appetizing.
Okay, first of all. Look, not having one, that's a crime in and of itself, okay? But that's okay if you don't ever had one. If you never had one, that's fine. Not knowing what one is?
Wild.
That is disgusting.
Wild.
You are disgusting, Melissa.
I don't like that.
I am not.
If it was Monday, I'd add you to the list.
Yeah, I think I'm going to add you to next week's list.
Look, there's a lot of people that don't know things later in life. There could be, first of all, people that don't or know what a funnel cake is, like me.
No,
or maybe there's other things.
No.
I don't know, but I'm not the only one, and I can't help it. I've never had a funnel cake.
No.
It doesn't even sound
Melissa,
tasty.
And no one is this egregious as you,
no.
Okay? No one listening right now has been like, yeah, I didn't know what X was until later on in life.
Yes, they do. It happens all the time.
Funnel cakes, though? Something as well known as funnel cakes?
We've even talked about stuff in here before, and you didn't know about it, and I can't remember what it was, but it was something.
See, you don't even know what it is, what I didn't know about.
Exactly.
312-946-4995. Is there something in life, for Melissa, it's a funnel cake, that you didn't know about until way later in life? 312-946-4995. I feel like we're going to get crickets on the phone line.
Yep.
Because no one will admit to anything this egregiously inconspicuous.
I get it. There's going to be stuff. There's things that people don't know, and they figure out what it is when they get older. Nope. It just happens.
312-946-4995. Was there something that you didn't learn about until later in life? Like a funnel cake?
I can't believe you.
I'm going to go look it up.
All of Northwest Indiana is like, shame, Melissa.
Shame.
Shame.
December in Coal City.
What did you find out later in life?
So when you buy trash bags, you know they're inside out until you put them, you put the band around it and then turn it inside out.
Hey, what?
Wait. Say that again.
So trash bags.
Yeah.
I found this out last year and I'm almost 40, okay?
Okay.
So you put the band around the trash can and then you push it in and it's right side out.
Wait a minute. So you don't open the bag and then stick the bottom of the bag?
You like shake it out and put it in? No.
So you wrap it around the top and then put it in?
Uh-huh. And then push it inside the trash can.
So we've been using trash bags inside out this whole time?
Well, see, now you found something you didn't know.
Wait a minute.
Oh, listen to you.
Okay. All right, this isn't as egregious as funnel cakes, so let's set that one aside.
No, but it's still pretty bad.
But wait, so you got to use the trash bags inside out?
No, they come inside out. You put the band around the trash can. You don't fluff it out like you normally would.
What?
Wow. Okay. All right.
Okay.
This suddenly turned into life hacks.
Yeah. I know, it is, right?
Right.
Okay, well, there you are. Look what you learned just before you turned 40.
Yeah, December, last question before you go. Do you know what a funnel cake is?
I do.
Yeah, they're delicious, aren't they?
Come on, where's the...
And you can put ice cream on them.
You're making Melissa even more confused right now, because she's yet to Google image search what a funnel cake is.
We need some girl power. Just
no, don't look it up,
Mel. Say you didn't know. Say you didn't know what it was.
I love you, but I do know what a funnel cake is. I've had them, and they're amazing, and you're missing out.
Really? That just doesn't sound good. Funnel?
Oh, they're amazing.
Melissa,
what's a funnel? I mean, it just sounds like you throw something in a funnel.
You've been to Country Thunder.
It is a literal fried, dough.
No, December, let's keep her in the dark. Let's keep her in the dark.
So it's not an elephant ear.
It's not an elephant ear. Quit saying that.
No, it's not.
All right, December, thank you for the call. We appreciate it.
Thank you, December. You too. Quit saying
that. Stop saying it.
I don't know.
You're like, is it an elephant ear? No.
She just got done saying it was deep fried. Elephant ears are deep fried.
A lot of things are deep fried, Mel. It's not a deep fried Oreo either, okay?
What?
It's not a corn dog. It's a funnel cake. You've been to Country Thunder before. That's what I don't understand.
It doesn't explain what it is. Like, you can't tell what it is from the name. You know what I mean?
Angela in Frankfurt.
Is there something that you learned about later in life you should have known?
Technically, I just learned it today that Melissa does not know what a funnel cake is.
Yeah, right?
Angela, hey.
No,
wait a minute.
Get her, Angela.
Wait a minute.
Melissa.
What?
There is two things that I die for every year. Fright Fest. funnel cake and Frankfurt Fall Fest funnel cake are the two things I look forward to every year.
She only likes things that start with F. But funnel cake fits in that mold, so it fits.
Melissa!
Okay, listen, when you hear the word funnel cake, and I've seen the signs or whatever, it doesn't sound appetizing, right? You see the word funnel cake, it doesn't sound like it even tastes good, you know? It's a funnel. What, you put stuff in a funnel and it makes a cake?
Okay, if we're going to break things down by word, ice cream? That doesn't sound enticing.
Yeah, it's iced cream. Yeah.
Ew.
What? That's what it is.
That sounds disgusting.
Ice cream.
It sounds disgusting, but it's delicious.
It doesn't.
Exactly.
Oh my gosh. There's got to be things that you didn't know about later in life.
A donut?
That's one word, Austin.
I'm just saying. It's gross sounding, but it's delicious.
Get out of here. Thank you, Angela.
Thanks, guys. Have a good day.
You too.
Can I look it up?
No, you're not looking it up.
Yes, I am.
No, you're waiting until we go back to Country Thunder or any state fair or anything.
I'm looking it up.
No, do not look it up.
I am. I don't know what it is.
Don't know what a funnel cake is. I swear, you are 11 years old. Melissa!
Austin!
Let's get to some great news!
It's time for the Great at 8, which is brought to us by Affinity Whole Health. Lose weight like me. You will also feel great. Visit feelgreatillinois.com.
And it's a great day to be alive. I know the sun's still shining when I close my eyes.
Nicholas and Elgin, E-Dub!
What's your great news?
Hi, guys. So I'm in this Young Athlete of the Year, and there's this like competition, and so you guys, and so there's like top 25, top 10, top 15, stuff like that.
Yeah, right.
And, and so I was in first for the last like three top of the votes, and then I dropped down to second, and I dropped down to third. So this is the last day to do it, and I just wanted to know if people can vote because this is the semifinals after this.
Wait a minute. Okay, first of all, Nicholas, how old are you?
10.
10 years old. Okay. What sports do you play?
Football, basketball, baseball, but I'm done with basketball, so I just play football and baseball.
My kind of guy right
there. Well, I'm voting for you immediately. Yeah. Where can we vote for you, Nicholas?
Yeah. Okay. Thank you. So if you click on the link, I send the thing to Mr. Carl.
Mr. Carl.
I send it to him. Yeah.
Okay.
So you guys click the link and then you guys hit vote.
Yes. Okay. If you send it to Mr. Kyle, then we are going to do this. We're going to post it to our Instagram stories at US99 Mornings.
We'll
post it on our Twitter at US99 Mornings. If you are listening right now and you would, like us, want Nicholas to win this athlete of the year?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Well, you're winning this, Nicholas. We're going to get you there.
We got to vote him. So go to our socials right now, and you will see that link. Go and vote for Nicholas. Nicholas, we want you to win this thing, man. I mean, first of all, you play my three favorite sports, basketball, baseball, and football.
Yeah.
I mean, you sound like a tremendous kid. Do you get good grades?
Yeah, I get really good grades.
Oh, okay.
Nicholas,
all right,
you sound amazing. I'd love to have a second kid like you. Yeah. All right, Nicholas, one more time, Austin, where are we going to post it?
We're going to post it onto our Instagram at US99 Mornings, on our Twitter at US99 Mornings, and we'll go ahead and throw it up on the Facebook page as well at US99 Chicago.
And Nicholas, can we vote more than once? Does it let us do that?
Yeah, you can do the free vote, but it has to be 17 hours, and then you can do the free vote. But if you want to do cash for the free, if you want to do cash for the vote, you can do it automatic, three times for that.
Okay, we are so in on this. And then when you win, make sure you call back, okay?
Okay.
And then what you get to do from it?
So you get three brand.
Whoa.
Sports Illustrated.
Whoa.
What?
And 25 grand.
Wow.
Stop it. Oh, my goodness.
Come on.
Even bigger than I thought.
Yeah, I didn't even know this. My coach put me in this, so I didn't even know about this.
Oh,
that's fantastic. You didn't even nominate yourself. Someone else did.
Yeah.
That is so cute.
That's just a testament to you, man.
All right. It sure is. All right, Nicholas, we're all over this, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you, Nicholas. Thank you for calling the Great at 8. We appreciate it. We wish you the best of luck, and we hope everyone that is listening listening right now, listen, when you get the full support of people that listen to Melissa and Austin, you get amazing support. We see it every year with St. Jude, with Vet Dogs. We see it with anything that we push out and promote. We have a very selfless and giving audience,
right.
And they will give you their votes at US 99 Mornings on all of the socials or at US 99 Chicago on Facebook. Nicholas, we're going to try and get you to win this thing, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Let's see if anyone can guess my new celebrity crush.
The first clue is a movie star having a moment right now.
Dave in my neck of the woods, Elmhurst.
What's up, man?
Hey, Dave, who do you think is Austin's new celebrity crush?
I'm going to go with Sydney Sweeney.
Ooh, is it Sydney Sweeney?
That was my guess.
Ooh, unfortunately, it is not. I want to thank you for the guest, though, Dave. I'm actually not that big of a Sydney Sweeney guy.
No?
I know everyone is right now, but
she's
I don't know.
So cool looking.
Doesn't do it for me.
Yeah, well, you don't like blondes.
That's
typically.
That probably has something to do with it, even though I'm married to a blonde.
Yeah.
Dave, thank you so much. Hopefully, I see you at Sal's Beverage World this Saturday night.
All right, see you there. Bye-bye.
I'm going to be in Elmhurst Saturday night, Sal's Beverage World, with my friends from Hendrick's Gin.
Nice.
Giving away some Darren Kylie tickets, 5:30 to 7.
I love that.
I'll go ahead and give another clue. She shared the screen multiple times with Daniel Craig.
Several times?
Multiple times.
What? Okay. Now I really got to think about this one.
Ryan and Hoffman Estates.
Who do you think is Austin's new celebrity crush?
Margot Robbie.
Ooh, Margot Robbie.
Oh, she'd be mine.
That's a good guess. That's a good guess. Is it Margot Robbie?
No,
it is not.
Okay.
But good guess, though.
All right,
Ryan.
Nice try, though.
She is a babe.
Thanks, guys.
All right, thanks.
Another clue. She once played Marilyn Monroe in a movie.
What? Oh, my gosh. You're killing me on this.
Let's go to Christine in Lake Villa.
Who do you think is Austin's new celebrity crush?
Gal Gadot.
Gal Gadot.
Oh, that's a good guess, too.
You know what?
Is that it?
She is a babe, and she is exactly my type with the dark hair and the dark eyes, but I do have trouble pronouncing her last name.
Yeah.
Is it I used to call it Gadot. I thought it was Gadot for the longest time, but now it's apparently Gadot.
Yeah.
Is it Gal Gadot, Gadot? It is not, Christine.
Good guess, though. Really good.
I'll give you one last clue and give you one more guess, okay?
All right.
Her last name is Spanish for weapons.
What? Oh, my gosh.
Don't know
that one.
Nothing.
Either.
Nothing. Okay, I'll reveal it.
You're going to reveal it right now?
I'm going to reveal it.
Wait, can I have a guess?
Sure.
Is it Ana de Armas?
Is it Ana de Armas? It is!
Yeah. Is it really?
Yeah!
I couldn't decide between that and Riley Keough.
Riley Keough?
Yeah.
I don't know who that is.
You don't?
No.
What?
But I do know who Ana de Armas is, and my goodness.
Oh, she's really cute.
She is a babe.
Yeah, she is a babe.
Yeah, my wife was shocked to hear that because she was like, you've never once talked about Ana de Armas until the other night when I was out with that couple friend.
Really? She must be just a hot thing right now, huh?
Yeah. Christine, your thoughts on Ana de Armas? Do you know who she is?
No, I don't.
Oh, okay. You better go look her up.
You got to watch Knives Out. She's the holographic girlfriend in Blade Runner 2049. She's in one of the Bond movies with Daniel Craig. A very great actress and very easy on the eyes, for sure.
I will look her up.
Okay.
All right, right.
Christine,
nice.
Thanks so much for playing with us.
Thank you.
I'm allowed to talk about her because my wife already knows about her. You know, like you're allowed to.
Well, it's just a celebrity crush.
Yeah, right. It's just a celebrity crush.
It doesn't mean anything.
Yeah, it's not like I'll ever get a chance to maybe one day interview her if she was doing like a film junket here in Chicago promoting a movie or something.
Well, I wouldn't allow you to go.
What?
Because you'd turn into a creeper.
Stop.
So I'd be going by
myself.
Sorry.
Whenever they do the sequel for Blade Runner 2049, I'll interview Ana de Armas while you interview Ryan Gosling. Deal?
Okay.
The time is 8:35-ish, which if your clock is fast or slow, just note it's 8:35-ish and adjust your clocks accordingly, which means it's time for the 5 at 8:35. Joining us today is our dear friend Leslie in Geneva and Christina in Joliet. Christina, why don't you say hello to Leslie?
Hi, Leslie. Hi, Christina.
All right, ladies, you are up for a pair of tickets to go see Lee Bryce September 20th. With the 5 at 8:35, we've got 5 country questions. The rule to the game is that your name is your buzzer. Do you both feel ready to play?
Not really, but let's go.
We'll try it anyway.
Okay, yeah. I appreciate the honesty. Honesty is the best policy, for sure. All right, with all that said, let's play. Question number one. Dolly Parton's I Will Always Love You was eventually re-recorded and became one of the biggest hits for what pop singer?
Leslie.
Leslie.
Whitney Houston?
Is it Whitney Houston? It is.
Okay.
Leslie's on the board, 1-0.
Question number two. Which country artist opened for Lady A on their Wheels Up tour in 2015?
3 seconds.
Shoot. It was Sam Hunt, which, by the way, he is going to be performing Friday night at McHenry Fest out in McHenry. So go join that show and go see him. It'll be great.
All right, question number three. What country music duo, who are actually related, want you to stay a little longer?
Leslie.
Leslie.
The Osborne Brothers.
Judges.
I don't know.
Christina. Brothers Osborne?
It is! Just the arranging of the words makes all of the difference.
That's their name, though.
Oh, that is brutal, yeah.
Oh, my goodness. All right, well, it's tied up 1-1 with question number 4. Blake Shelton sings the duet Pour Me a Drink with what other artist?
Christina. Post Malone.
Is it Post Malone?
Yeah, it is.
Christina takes a 2-1 lead. Heading into this fifth and final question, Leslie, you need this to tie it up to send it a bonus question, okay?
Okay.
According to Kane Brown's hit song, where does he want to be buried?
Christina. In Georgia.
Does he want to be buried in Georgia? Christina, you're going to lead Bryce!
Yes! I'm so excited.
Wow. Okay, well, congratulations. You're going to have so much fun at that show.
I love him.
Well, good. He's going to love that you're there. Trust me.
Leslie.
I'm devastated. I want to see Jackson Dean.
I am devastated for you.
Oh, man.
That's who my sister wants to see.
Yeah. Yeah, he's one of our favorites, too. So, but listen, don't worry. We do have one more chance to win these tickets this time tomorrow. So try us back, okay?
All right. Thank you.
All right.
Thanks for playing.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.